Here's a thought I'll title, Observe a Pencil, which was an assignment I was given in a high school science class. And obviously its goal was to teach us something about the act of observation and the limitations that we place on ourselves when it comes to observing something. The teacher gave us an assignment that was no more complicated than observe a pencil. That is to say, to write down as many observations as we could possibly think of in just looking at a pencil. So, you know, it's 9 inches long, it's yellow, it's got a point, the point is made of carbon, there's an eraser on the tip. Pretty soon you run out of observations and ideas. But then, at the end of the allotted time, the teacher went to the chalkboard and asked for observations from the students, and we were fascinated how many observations that someone in the class had come up with that we hadn't, that I hadn't. And conversely, there were a couple of observations that I had that other people didn't have. It was fascinating how many obvious things so many of us had missed. I think about this every time I'm out photographing, because essentially it's the same assignment, just done in an art venue rather than a science venue. How many things am I missing that I'm not seeing because I'm not paying attention, or I'm not paying attention in the right way? It's easy to see the obvious things, the 9-inch pencil, the yellow color, etc. But as you dig a little deeper, it gets harder and harder, just like photography. Anybody can go to Yosemite and point their camera at Half Dome and get an interesting picture. It's a lot more difficult to do that in your own backyard, or even worse, in your living room. But that's what fine art photography is all about, seeing things that other people can't see or don't see, and bringing our vision to the world. So an obvious question is, if you observed a pencil, how many things could you find? Well, maybe you don't want to play that game because it's kind of an intellectual game. But you could essentially play the same game when you go out to the national park, or the beach, or the next supposedly photogenic spot. What can you see there that goes beyond the obvious? I've often referred to those easy ones as the compulsories. And the mistake that all of us make, me too sometimes, is that I photograph all the compulsories and think I've gotten it, pack up my gear, and head down the road. But once you've photographed all the compulsories, the real job of being an artist then just begins. Can you see beyond what everybody else sees? If everybody else sees what you see, then you don't have anything to contribute. And so, why make the photograph? This is a trap a lot of photographers get stuck in because they think, well, if nothing else, if I can't see something that no one else sees, then at least I can photograph it with a better camera. Hence gear acquisition syndrome. But as the technology improves, pretty much everybody has the ability to capture a technically fine photograph, whether they're using an iPhone or the most expensive digital camera or an 11x14 view camera shooting on sheet film. Yeah, different techniques are involved, different skill levels are involved, but it's just not that difficult to make a picture. But the problem is, it might be a picture that looks like everybody else's picture. So hence, it seems to me that more and more with the evolution of technology, the challenge is, can you see things in a pencil, or a scene, or a national park, or a wherever, that other people don't see? Can you bring it to their attention in a way that makes them appreciate your artwork? That's the real challenge. And like I say, I think about this every time I go out with my camera and remember that high school science class assignment to observe a pencil.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.